Chapter 25. Campaign in Edom. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother, named Jehoadan, was from Jerusalem. He did what was pleasing in the sight of the Lord, though not wholeheartedly. After he had strengthened his hold on the kingdom, he slew those of his servants who had killed the king, his father. But he did not put their children to death, for he acted according to what is written in the law in the book of Moses, as the Lord commanded. Fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor children for their fathers, but only for his own guilt shall a man be put to death. Amaziah mustered Judah and placed them, out of all Judah and Benjamin, according to their ancestral houses, under leaders of thousands and of hundreds. When he had counted those of 20 years and over, he found them to be 300,000 picked men, fit for war, capable of handling lance and shield. He also hired 100,000 valiant warriors from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him and said, O king, let not the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, with any Ephraimite. Instead, go on your own, strongly prepared for the conflict. Otherwise, the Lord will defeat you in the face of the enemy. It is God who has the power to reinforce or to defeat. Amaziah answered the man of God, But what is to be done about the 100 talents that I paid for the troops of Israel? The man of God replied, The Lord can give you much more than that. Amaziah then disbanded the troops that had come to him from Ephraim and sent them home. They, however, became furiously angry with Judah and returned home blazing with resentment. Amaziah now assumed command of his army. They proceeded to the Valley of Salt, and there they killed 10,000 men of Seir. The Judahites also brought back another 10,000 alive, whom they led to the summit of the rock, and then cast down, so that they were all crushed. Meanwhile, the mercenaries whom Amaziah had dismissed from battle service with him raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth-horon. They killed 3,000 of the inhabitants and took away much booty. Infidelity of Amaziah. When Amaziah returned from his conquest of the Edomites, he brought back with him the gods of the people of Seir, which he set up as his own gods. He bowed down before them and offered sacrifice to them. Then the anger of the Lord blazed out against Amaziah, and he sent a prophet to him who said, Why have you had recourse to this people's gods that could not save their own people from your hand? While he was still speaking, however, the king said to him, Have you been made the king's counselor? Be silent. Why should it be necessary to kill you? Therefore the prophet desisted. I know, however, he said, that God has let you take counsel to your own destruction, because you have done this thing, and have refused to hear my counsel. Retribution. Having taken counsel, King Amaziah of Judah sent messengers to Joash, son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, the king of Israel, saying, Come, let us meet each other face to face. King Joash of Israel sent this reply to King Amaziah of Judah. The thistle of the Lebanon sent a message to the cedar of the Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son for his wife. But the wild beasts of the Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle down. You are thinking, See, I have beaten Edom, and thus ambition makes you proud. Remain at home. Why involve yourself and Judah with you in misfortune and failure? But Amaziah would not listen, for God had determined to hand them over, because they had had recourse to the gods of Edom. Therefore King Joash of Israel advanced, and he and King Amaziah met in battle at Beth Shemesh of Judah. There Judah was defeated by Israel, and all the Judan soldiers fled homeward. King Joash of Israel captured Amaziah, king of Judah, son of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem. Then he tore down the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate, a distance of 400 cubits. He took away all the gold and silver, and all the vessels he found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, together with the treasures of the palace, and hostages as well. Then he returned to Samaria. Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, survived Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, by 15 years. The rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, can be found written, as is well known, in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Now from the time that Amaziah ceased to follow the Lord, a conspiracy was formed against him in Jerusalem. Hence he fled to Lachish, but they pursued him to Lachish, and put him to death there. They brought him back on horses, and buried him with his ancestors in the city of Judah.